Welcome to 5-Minute Murder from 5minutemurder.com, where every week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, a serial killer, or an assassination in about 5 minutes. Please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and if you like the show and would like to support us more directly by, say, buying us a coffee, then please head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 19, The Assassination of Mahatma Gandhi. The assassination of Mahatma Gandhi on the 30th of January 1948 sent shockwaves across India and the world, marking the violent end of a man who had dedicated his life to non-violence, peace, and the struggle for Indian independence. Gandhi, often called the father of the nation, was a symbol of hope and unity for millions of Indians, and his assassination by Nathuram Godse, a Hindu nationalist, represented the deep divisions within Indian society that persisted even after independence. Gandhi's death left an indelible mark on the trajectory of post-colonial India, highlighting the challenges of nation-building and the continuing struggle between different visions for the country's future. Mahatma Gandhi, born Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi in 1869, spent his early life in India and later studied law in London before moving to South Africa. During his time in South Africa, Gandhi developed his philosophy of non-violent resistance, or Satyagraha, which he would later bring to the forefront of India's struggle for independence from British rule. Gandhi's methods of peaceful protest, civil disobedience, and his insistence on truth and justice made him a revered figure in India and worldwide. Gandhi returned to India in 1915 and soon became a leader in the Indian National Congress, advocating for the end of British colonialism. Over the next 3 decades, he led numerous campaigns for independence, including the famous Salt March in 1930 and the Quit India movement in 1942. His emphasis on non-violence and his efforts to unite Hindus, Muslims, and other religious communities under a common cause were central to his vision of an independent India. However, as India inched closer to independence, the country became deeply divided along religious lines. Tensions between Hindus and Muslims escalated, particularly around the issue of the creation of Pakistan, a separate Muslim-majority state. Gandhi opposed the partition of India, believing that Hindus and Muslims could live together in harmony in a united country. Despite his efforts, the partition was carried out in August 1947, leading to the creation of India and Pakistan. The partition sparked widespread communal violence, with millions displaced and hundreds of thousands killed in riots, massacres, and forced migrations. Gandhi was deeply troubled by the violence and devoted himself to restoring peace, particularly in the most affected areas. His efforts to foster reconciliation between Hindus and Muslims made him a target for those who viewed his stance as a betrayal of the Hindu cause. Among these critics was Nathuram Godse, a Hindu nationalist who believed that Gandhi's policies had favoured Muslims at the expense of Hindus. Godse, a former member of the right-wing paramilitary organisation Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, saw Gandhi as responsible for the partition and the weakening of Hindu identity in post-independence India. Godse and other Hindu extremists were angered by Gandhi's fasts and his calls for the Indian government to transfer financial assets to Pakistan, which they saw as capitulating to Muslim demands. They viewed Gandhi's commitment to non-violence and religious harmony as naive and dangerous, believing that a stronger, more assertive Hindu state was necessary to protect India's future. It was this belief that ultimately drove Godse to plan Gandhi's assassination. On the 30th of January 1948, Gandhi was in New Delhi, staying at Birla House, where he held regular evening prayer meetings. At 5:17 p.m., as Gandhi made his way to the prayer meeting, Nathuram Godse approached him. Pretending to bow in respect, Godse pulled out a pistol and fired 3 shots at close range. Gandhi was struck in the chest and abdomen, collapsing to the ground. According to witnesses, His last words were, "He ram." O God, though this remains a matter of some debate. Gandhi died almost immediately, and Godse was apprehended at the scene. News of Gandhi's assassination spread rapidly, plunging India into mourning. Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru addressed the nation, his voice heavy with grief, declaring, "The light has gone out of our lives, and there is darkness everywhere." Gandhi's death was a devastating blow to the newly independent nation, which was still reeling from the effects of partition and communal violence. Millions of people gathered in Delhi for Gandhi's funeral, which took place the following day, with his body carried through the streets in a massive procession. The assassination of Gandhi was not only a personal tragedy, but also a profound political and social crisis for India. His death exposed the deep-rooted divisions within Indian society and the fragility of the nation's unity. Gandhi's vision of a secular, pluralistic India, where Hindus and Muslims could coexist peacefully, was called into question, as was the future direction of the country. His assassination symbolized the violent rejection of his ideals by a segment of Indian society, particularly among Hindu nationalists who sought to assert a more rigid and exclusionary vision of Indian identity. Natharam Godse and several co-conspirators were arrested and put on trial for Gandhi's murder. During the trial, Godse remained unrepentant, justifying his actions by arguing that Gandhi's policies had weakened India and endangered Hindus. He described Gandhi's efforts to appease Muslims and his opposition to partition as the reasons behind his decision to kill him. Despite his defense, Godse was found guilty of murder and sentenced to death. He was executed on the 15th of November, 1949. The assassination had far-reaching consequences for India. It reinforced the need for the Indian government to strengthen the nation's secular foundations and protect religious minorities. Gandhi's death also catalyzed the ban on the RSS, though the ban was lifted in 1949 after the organization distanced itself from Godse's actions. Despite this, Hindu nationalism continued to grow as a political force in India, and the ideological rift between secular and nationalist visions of the country has persisted to this day. Mahatma Gandhi's assassination remains one of the defining moments in Indian history. His work had been devoted to non-violence, social justice, and the pursuit of independence through peaceful means. His death at the hands of a violent extremist was a stark contrast to everything he stood for. Yet, his legacy continues to inspire people around the world. His teachings of non-violence and tolerance influencing movements for civil rights, freedom, and justice in the decades that followed. In modern India, Gandhi is revered as the father of the nation, his image and ideals woven into the fabric of the country's identity. However, the divisions that led to his assassination have not disappeared. The tension between Gandhi's vision of a pluralistic, inclusive India and the rise of Hindu nationalism remains a central issue in Indian politics. As the nation grapples with its identity in the 21st century, the memory of Gandhi's life and tragic death continues to serve as a reminder of both the promise and the challenges of building a just and united society. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.